And once again, welcome back to the Power Hour. That's thepowerhour.com. For those of you dialing in, we welcome you to the program. Dave Krieger with you, your host, and we are taking phone calls as well. If you've got kids in public school, the number is 844-769-2944. You'll want to stay glued to your radio now because the minds they are trying to change, and that's our young minds. We have a lot to worry about when it comes to young minds being changed, folks, because when you start putting the young minds into a state of mass psychosis, as we were talking earlier on the program about, it becomes a big problem because these kids are going to, if they live long enough, take over and fill our shoes and run our society as we get older. You should wonder about that, what I just said, about if they live long enough. And so we have a spokesperson that follows that train of thought, according to the very large bio that I'm reading here. And that's Lila Centner, who is the chief happiness officer and co-founder of the Centner Academy in Miami. It's a privately held school that combines a deep commitment to emotional intelligence, mindfulness, and happiness with a challenging curriculum featuring language immersion, entrepreneurial thinking, problem solving, creativity, collaboration, using a strengths-based approach to learning. And so, you know, would you like to have your child in a school like that with a co-founder that graduated magna cum laude from the University of Southern Cal and School of Accounting and got her MBA from University of California? I mean, MBA, that means business administration. You talk about entrepreneurial drive. Lila Centner, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
I appreciate your time today.
Yeah, I'm just amazed. And there are people out there, there are parents out there that are listening to this right now. And before we went on, you were telling me about the fact that, you know, friends of yours have kids that go to public school. And would you reiterate what you told me about what their children are experiencing versus what yours are?
Yes. Yeah, so we live in the great state of Florida, which I am super blessed to be in this state because we have one of the few governors that are fighting for our kids' rights to be kids. And I have schools, I have friends that are going to different schools, public and private, within 10, 15 minutes from my school, where they are forcing kids to still wear masks. They are forcing kids to socially distance at one particular school. During lunchtime, they are not allowed to speak to each other. They have to sit behind plexiglass and watch a movie because they do not want them talking to each other. And I tell my friends, you know, look, you're going to these schools because it's convenient. It's right next to your house. But do you understand the psychological abuse that's taking place when your kids can't hug their friends? They're not even allowed to play this specific school I'm discussing. They're not even allowed to play touch tag. They have to tag each other with their feet because they can't touch each other with their hands. Do you know what message that's sending kids? That they need to be in a constant state of fear. And what does that do to a human being when you're in a constant state of fear? It's constantly sending off stress hormones, and you can't digest information properly, and you can't, you know, problem solve or be creative. And worse than all this is we are creating little obedient citizens that are just going to blindly obey the law. And we don't want that. Civil disobedience is a must when the law is not here doing what they need to do to protect us. And that's what's happening right now. The laws are not protecting us. The FDA is not protecting us. The CDC is not protecting us. Unfortunately, if you trace the money back and if you trace the people who are working in the FDA and the CDC, it all traces back to pharma. So whose benefits are they serving, I tell people. You know, kids have a 99.9974% survival rate from COVID. So what are we doing to our kids? What are we protecting them from when they have a virtual 100% survival rate? Why are we pushing these shots on them? Why are we not focused on teaching kids how to not live in fear, which is what we do at Centner Academy? why are we not focused on having the kids go outside, build their immune system by exercising and working out and doing all of these things that they need to do, eating healthy.
Together.
I mean, our school, we're gluten-free, sugar-free, dairy-free, organic, no processed foods, no GMOs, none of that. That's what keeps their immune system strong. Being able to hug their best friend keeps their immune system strong. Laughing and smiling keeps their immune system strong. Not beating them into submission emotionally by constantly telling them, put your mask up, put your mask up, put your mask up. Whenever I have a parent tell me that their child is fine, I say, okay, I want you to put a mask on for a second. They put their mask on, and I said, okay, for the next 15 minutes, I'm going to stand right behind you, and every time that mask falls below your nose, I'm going to tell you put your mask up. Just for 15 minutes. And I did this to one friend. And I'm like, put your mask up. Because you know it's constantly slipping. Put your mask up. You're too close to your friend, 6 feet apart. Put your mask up. And I said, how does your heart feel? After 15 minutes, she's like, I have anxiety right now, Layla. I said, yeah, that's your child for 7 to 8 hours a day. That's what you're subjecting your child to. And you're telling me that your child is okay? You can't handle it for 15 minutes? And I wish more parents would realize what is being done to their kids so that they can do what they're here to do, which is we're here to protect our children, not to be obedient citizens while our children or our kids are being harmed. I'm out there fighting for everyone else's kids because thank God my children are safe in my school. We don't have none of that nonsense.
Sure.
Even September of 2020, we did not mandate masks for 1 second.
And now Dr. Anthony Mengele wants to vaccinate all these 28 million kids ages 5 to 11.
It's tragic. It really is. And all we can do is keep the awareness out there and pray every day. Pray every day that these parents open their eyes and they snap out of this mind-controlled trance that they're in. Because I have some strangers that obviously send me, you know, hate mail to my Instagram account, you know, about how I'm killing kids. And I'm like, explain to me how I'm killing kids. They're not dying from COVID. You want to give them an experimental shot where you don't even know all the side effects because pharma has told you so? Because the media who works for pharma has told you so? Because our government who's been bought and sold have told you so? Like, come on, use your critical thinking brain. You must understand that this is a business, and they're all about making money. And that's why now they're trying to push this on our kids who don't need it.
Wow. And so we, according to the stats, the big pharma propaganda story says nearly 900,000 children have been hospitalized with COVID in the U.S. when the actual number is only 63.
All the data that I'm looking at, and you can dissect this data on the CDC's website, I focus on death. That, to me, is the most important number. And it's clearly right there on their website, government website, you can't dispute that number, 99.9974%. That's all that matters to me.
Right.
That's all that matters to me.
So what the total death count that you've been able to ascertain of children so far is what?
They have a survival rate of 99.9974. I think the last number I saw, I can't remember what it was, but it was less than flu season. Not this last year, but the year before, because now they're not counting flu deaths anymore. So
right. My understanding, according to the... Yeah, excuse me. The data that I'm seeing here reports 36 cases where 6-year-olds to 18-year-olds were vaccinated and the child passed away as a result of that.
Wow.
As of October 20th.
Heartbreaking.
Yes, you know, it is. For any of them to die is heartbreaking.
I'm sure you have access to the VAERS database, which is a CDC database, and I was just flipping through some of the VAERS ID numbers, and there's one in particular that's astounding, a 5-month-old baby that the mom got the vaccination. She's breastfeeding her baby, and then her baby got a bunch of hives and rashes, and then within 24 hours of the mother getting her vaccine and breastfeeding, that five-month-old baby died.
Ow. And then, of course, they're trying to say that that wasn't the result of the vaccine.
Of course, it never is. It never is. You know, it's like, you know, last year you sneezed and you died with COVID. But this year, you know, you get the shot, you die in 24 hours, and it wasn't COVID, it was something else. It wasn't the vaccine, it was something else. Like, it doesn't even make sense the way their math is adding up. I mean, scientifically speaking, from what I'm being told from doctors, that any sort of adverse event that happens within 30 days of somebody getting the shot, it needs to be assumed that it was the shot unless proven otherwise. And they're not even trying to prove otherwise. Well, who's analyzing all this, all of these deaths and injuries that are in the VAERS database? Who's really taking a look at that? Because I'm seeing stories of people who were injured after the first shot. And then they dropped out of the study because they weren't going to get the second shot. And they're kind of like left to the side alone with basically, you know, no one to tend to them. Because now they're no longer part of the study. So they're excluding all of the people that had an adverse effect after one shot. They are not included as part of the studies. How is that right?
Can't be. But the bigger problem is
in their favor.
Yeah, parents, Leela, are faced with the dilemma because many of them are still trying to work and put food on the table and pay the mortgage. And sounds like an ambulance just drove by to pick up another one.
Absolutely.
You're fighting Dr. Anthony Mengele and the propaganda machine on major media.
Yes. Yeah. That, you know, I think it's fascinating to me. I'm probably the only school out there that is fighting to keep my community safe. And they attack me as a conspiracy theorist, as an anti-vaxxer. You know, and I like to reference what Dr. Buttar says. He goes, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm anti-stupidity.
Makes sense.
Why would I inject my body with something where, you know, I have over 99% survival rate? Why would I inject my body with something that has ingredients that I don't even know? They're not even listed. There are specific ingredients that have been left out and no one knows, not even the doctors, only the pharmaceutical companies that have actually formulated these things. And they're constantly changing them. You know, and I don't know if you're seeing the same videos that I'm seeing of the different doctors all over the country that are analyzing the blood of people that have been freshly vaccinated.
Oh, yes. I've been interviewing many of them, as a matter of fact, Leela. And this is the thing, folks, if you are listening to the sound of our voices right now on the Power Hour and you have a question for Leela Centner, who is running probably one of the only academies, schools for kids where they're not wearing masks and they're not advocating getting vaxxed and the kids get to eat lunch together and play together. You need to get on the phone right now and call 844-769-2944 because aside from finding an academy like that, homeschooling is about the only answer for parents who put their kids' health over politics, because that's what this is all about now, is people who are drinking the Kool-Aid. So the number 844-769-2944, if you're a parent that is concerned, you need to get on the phone right now and let Leela know what's going on. Because, I mean, she's an educator, folks, not only the chief happiness officer, but she's also an educator with an MBA. And for those of you who even living hand to mouth and you've got to worry about putting food on the table, there are solutions to this issue. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. We are live right now. It is 12:20 p.m. Central Time. If you're listening to the show, this is not a podcast. This is not a drill. It's live radio, and you can call us up and have a conversation with us because social intercourse is very important to this program. And that's your input, folks. That's what's going on in between your ears, especially if you're one of these law-abiding, Christian, gun-toting, totally prepared citizen. We want to hear from you right now here on the Power Hour. So, Leela, this is the thing. Most everybody that, from what you've said right now, you're in an area of South Florida obviously, with Broward County being the way it is. I mean, they were literally, when this whole thing started, out there arresting gym owners for opening up their gyms for people. I mean, you know, what kind of blowback did you get when you when COVID hit?
You know, I really believe that I had God and his warrior angels protecting our building, because I was watching. I saw different people on TV being arrested for standing up for, you know, the rights of their customers to breathe fresh oxygen. I saw it, and I was doing the same thing. I was on the front line fighting for these kids and saying, I will not mandate these children to wear these masks. It's not fair to them, and I'll do whatever it takes. And it was a risk. And for me, I need to put my head down on the pillow at night knowing that what I'm doing is right for these kids. And I had parents that were angry with me. You know, my community last year in 2020 was not in alignment like it is this year. I had parents who were irate. In fact, one of the moms appeared on CNN saying how she pulled her kid out of school because she was so mad that we would tell her her daughter was one of the few kids that still wore her mask, and that we would tell her daughter, you could take off your mask. And that really infuriated her because she said, you know, we're teaching her to keep her mask on, and then we sent her to school, and they're teaching her it's okay to take it off. I just, like, it's bizarre to me. It's bizarre. But I need to do what's right, not for chasing the dollar, chasing the revenue, but chasing what's right for these kids. Now, just recently, I was blasted by the Department of Education because I basically sent out an email saying, you know, anybody that wants to give the shot to their kids, they need to be quarantined for 30 days. And you need to let me know if you want to give your kids a shot. And this was in anticipation of the 5-11 approval. And I received so many emails saying, I'd never give my kids a shot. It's never going to happen. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for standing up for us. And nobody said they were in my school that they were going to give their 5-11-year-old a shot. So I was like, okay, great. But somebody leaked it to the media, and we have suspicions that it might have been an ex-husband, because there are a couple ex-husbands that aren't happy with us here and would rather have their kids, you know, in one of these indoctrination camps. So anyway, so this went out, blasted, and then Department of Education got a hold of us and basically said, look, you know, we're going to pull back your scholarships because David, my husband, and I personally contribute over $1 million to scholarships for these kids because we want to have a diverse community, and we know not everybody can afford such an expensive education. We're a private school. But we also get a small percentage from the state that helps families, you know, that need even more help than we're allocating to them, and they threaten to pull it. And I said, you know what, this is something that I don't need to fight because my community isn't even asking for it anyway. And so I had to pull back the 30-day quarantine, which, again, it wasn't a big deal. But if it was something that was a big deal and I needed to basically walk away from the scholarship money to protect the kids, I would have. But like I said, fortunately this year, my community is very much in alignment. And, you know, I've got a lot of critical thinking parents that I feel like understand that their kids, you know, just like last year, we had kids get COVID in the school, and the majority of them were asymptomatic. They had no symptoms. And the few that got sick, it was like, okay, threw it for a couple of days, and that was it.
Wow. So is that the classroom by chance?
Yeah, I'm sitting in one of the offices, and yeah, there are kids on the other side.
There you go. Kind of it sounds like they're having fun to me. Doesn't sound like they're getting the jab. The Children's Health Defense Network, with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., obviously you ascribe to that because I'm seeing here a link to the top 10 reasons not to let your child get a COVID shot.
Yeah, I love Children's Health Defense. I mean, they're really just laying it out. They're showing people the truth behind these shots, and I feel like they do a lot of thorough research, and they have very highly qualified, you know, a lot of their donations go to researchers and doctors that are really, really digging in and understanding the data and the information. So I like them as a resource, Children's Health Defense, you know, for anybody that's out there that's listening and would like to subscribe. They have a great newsletter. They accept donations. They're just doing a lot of good. And I believe they're filing a lawsuit against the FDA for basically approving a shot for kids that it appears the risks significantly outweigh the benefits, which is what they're hopefully they would be proving in court.
Well, yeah, I hope so, too, because I know that a lot of these lawsuits with the fact that Pfizer and Moderna and J&J are all protected by the courts as far as potential liability goes. And, you know, there's still a lot of controversy that I know that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is getting into with this, having interviewed Judy Mikovits multiple times. You know, I understand that she, you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has written a foreword for her books. And understands completely what is going on, as does Dr. Judy. So that it's good that we have people out there that are aligned with what is going on right now, especially Leela Centner at Centner Academy. Now, here we have a an educator who cares about the kids. You know, we have about a minute left. Is there any kind of words of encouragement that you can give our parents out there with kids?
Yeah, I'm trying to inspire parents to please pull your kids out of school. If it's not the masks and the social distancing, there are a lot of other things going on, including critical race theory, where, you know, regardless of the color of your skin, people are feeling bad. If you're black, you feel they're making you feel like you are going to be oppressed your whole life. If you're white, they make you feel bad for, you know, what, you know, happened, you know, 200 years ago. And so that's not what we want to be doing for our kids. We don't want to be teaching them hate and divisiveness, you know, and then you have things like schools teaching 5-year-olds transgender. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I get that whole thing about the transgender. And we thank you, Leela, for being on the program on the Power Hour. And hopefully we'll be talking to you again very soon, depending on the blowback and everything that we're seeing in America. We'll keep in touch, and we thank you so much for being on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. We're going to be back after the break with a little more commentary and taking your phone calls, 844-769-2944. Not only write it down, but use it. Talk after the break.
But what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through this Sunday, 10% off on all Miracle Skin products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Miracle Skin products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or online at our newly designed thepowermall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
Hi, this is Jay with the Power Mall. Stock up now on your winter wellness essentials from OptiVita Health with our buy two, get one 50% off sale. Save on OptiVita Silver Liquid, Silver Gel, Silver Lozenges, Vitamin C, Vitamin D, Super Krill Oil, and don't forget your Silver Spray Accessory Kit. Shop the sale until October 31st. To order, visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And welcome back to the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. You know, if your friends who are listeners or have never heard the Power Hour before, we've been around for 20 years now. ThePowerMall.com. Make sure you put the in front of ThePowerMall.com. Text that link to your friends and turn them on to programs like this, because this is extremely important, especially with the information that we get flowing in on a regular basis, sometimes at the last minute. We just had Leela Centner on the program. And you know what? We're talking about education, folks. 844-769-2944. Dave Krieger with you. You know, you got to pay attention to what's going on here. The blowback has begun. We're not domestic terrorists. If we decide to confront our school board and say, hey, what's going on here? What are you teaching our kids? We pay your tax dollars. We pay your salaries. We vote to put you in positions where you can govern. And now you've let us down. Now you're teaching critical race theory. You're teaching that it's okay to come out of the closet and go rape kids. You know, what in the heck are you doing? Well, I got a letter here. Because of that letter that the National School Boards Association sent to the Attorney General Merrick Garland and went into the White House. And I can tell you right now that this is all part of the bigger picture. But this letter is addressed to Mr. Chip Slavin, Interim Executive Director and CEO, and Ms. Viola Garcia, President of the National School Boards Association in Alexandria, Virginia. It's dated October 25th, 2021, and I got a copy of it right here. Dear Mr. Slavin and Ms. Garcia, we have been directed by the Ohio School Boards Association Board of Trustees to inform you that the OSBA will not continue its membership in the National School Boards Association. As you are aware, OSBA postponed its membership and dues decision earlier this year, pending changes in both leadership and direction at the NSBA. OSBA's decision to terminate membership and affiliation with the NSBA is a direct result of the letter sent by you to President Joe Biden late last month. The letter purported to be sent on behalf of state associations and the school board members across the nation. This assertion could not be further from the truth. OSBA was not notified of the letter, nor were we asked for our thoughts on the matter. If we had been consulted, we would have strongly disagreed with NSBA's decision to request federal intervention, as well as your claims of domestic terrorism and hate crimes. OSBA believes strongly in the value of parental and community discussion at school board meetings, and we reject the labeling of parents as domestic terrorists. There's tremendous value in allowing and encouraging the public to have meaningful input into the decision-making process. However, that participation should not come at the expense of interfering with a board's ability to conduct its business or subjecting individual board members to threats of violence, abuse, or harassment. That said, dealing with such interference should be dealt with at the local level, not by the feds. The NSB letter demonstrated just how out of touch the National Association is with the concerns of local school boards and the principle of local control. OSBA can no longer allow NSBA to speak for our association or our membership, and no longer see the value of continued membership. Signed, Robert M. Hurd, Sr., President, Richard C. Lewis, CEO of the OSBA, Ohio School Boards Association. Charles in Ohio, you are a concerned parent. What say you?
Oh, no, I absolutely agree. I think we do have a problem with the schools, and it's going to take all of our input to solve this, and participation, especially of parents.
So I take it, are you a parent, sir?
No. I mean, that might seem like a odd thing, but I mean, I do look to what we're leaving to our children, and it just, it makes me, you know, I'm getting up there, and I'm ashamed of what we're leaving for our children. But, you know, it's not entirely our fault. And, I mean, it's kind of, to me, it's kind of do with what our parents have left us. And it's just sad. When you start looking at the little parts of the problem, it's hard to see a way around and solutions we might come up with for this situation.
Sure. Now, you have several Amish communities operating within the state of Ohio, and they homeschool their kids. Is that not true?
Yes, that is true.
Okay. Well, see, and I know that there's a lot more families, you know, and big, see, this is the thing. If you study the ways of the Amish folks, and thank you so much, Charles, for your call. When you study the Amish and the ways of the Amish, these people have learned to survive, for the most part, without electricity. When you're Mennonite, things change a little bit, but when you're Amish... And I mean, I've visited Pennsylvania Dutch country and visited Amish farms and see how they live without electricity and the way they circulate mail and how they communicate and how they have a network in a community. And people need to understand, you know, I was working in Austin, Texas one time, and some people who make Amish picnic tables came down, and there was just one young girl in the truck unloading a couple of picnic tables. And, of course, I had to help her do it because, I mean, she isn't going to pick up these big oak wood picnic tables all by herself. So I helped her unload them out of the truck. And I said, you know what's really interesting about the way that the Amish live? I said, if the electricity, which everybody depends on, were to go away, you guys would be set. You wouldn't be messed up like the rest of the country would. You'd be prepared. And she kind of smiled. I know she knew where I was coming from. But that's the thing. You know, you get examples like this. But, you know, getting to the bigger picture that Charles was alluding to, and I know where he was going with this because he's just a concerned citizen, and that's great, Charles. We appreciate you listening to the show. The thing is that if you're a concerned citizen and you see this happening, if you don't stand up, then you're letting it happen. We are not domestic terrorists. We're concerned citizens. We have a right to be concerned. We have a constitutional right to be concerned because if the Constitution of the United States, of which I swore an oath to uphold and defend against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. If it comes to that, you have to be willing to lay down your life for what you believe in. And this is a thing, not many Americans, they just as soon, you know, run and cower. And, you know, if you're Democrat, definitely you think that the government is all that plus a bag of chips and you're going to let the federal government take care of you the rest of your life. And this is all wrong. You're putting your faith in the wrong people. So if you put your faith in God first, and yourself second, and your family, spouse third, you're doing the right thing. So just understand, you know, just from this point of view, even from a logical, common sense point of view, if you put your value system in that order, you'll be fine. And so these are the things that are extremely important. By the way, for those of you that have been keeping an eye on what's happening on YouTube, the Let's Go Brandon video apparently has taken over at the top of the charts of the most viewed videos on YouTube. You know, it's amazing how things just kind of like catch up and move forward because people are waking up. You know, it's funny. You know, Dr. Anthony Mengele was talking about all about these college football games being super spreader events, and the guy is just a liar. Dr. Anthony Mengele is a liar. I say it to his face right now. I don't care what he says. His credibility is shot. This is why they call him flip-flop Fauci. They do that for a reason, and it's not just the Democratic senators that are trying to defend him and his position and defend what the CDC and the NIH and everybody else is trying to do. They are trying to kill us with the eugenics program created by Big Pharma, and the government is all in on it. The government, people still haven't gotten it through their heads, or either that or the reality of all of this has not kicked in. The United States government funded this program. And they can sit there and lie to Congress all they want to, but I'm telling you right now, Peter Daszak and the Echo Health Alliance gave millions and millions and millions of dollars to Wuhan. And there's other labs out there that are doing the same thing. They're all playing with gain-of-function research. We haven't just found out about that yet. We know that that's going on. And we don't need any proof. I mean, there's been enough junk going out right now. You know, it's a real problem to have to deal with an issue like this when you can't wrap your head around. Cognitive dissonance is what it's called. And people just, for some strange reason, can't seem to get their head around the fact their own country is part of a demonic plot to kill as many Americans and people around the world as possible because somebody read something on the Georgia Guidestones that says we can only support 500 million. And that thing's only been around here since the 80s, so what in Hades is going on here? We have one of our former guest hosts, George Freund from Canada. How are you, sir? Good to talk to you.
Oh, good to talk to you, Dave. I didn't get a chance on your first day because I got booked on one of James Fetzer's shows that day because it would have been nice to throw out a big hand, a big hug, welcome you aboard and say death to the mask. And, you know, we're not part of this cult system they're building for you. And I don't know if you were aware of some of the things I did in the past, but one big history rabbit hole I found again was from the 1970s, California Democrat politics were all controlled by Jimmy Jones. And you are seeing the culmination of many long years because the whole world's been turned upside down and turned into a cult. You pick a couple of top Democrats that came from California, like Dianne Feinstein, devotee of the People's Temple and Jimmy Jones. Ron Pelosi, devotee of the People's Temple and Jimmy Jones. And, of course, Nancy. And then the vice president, mistress to a certain individual, Mr. Harris, who was a devotee and initiate of the People's Temple and Jimmy Jones. Do you understand now why you have to keep your social distancing, wear a mask, and that anything they tell you is from the cult leader and you must obey or be punished? Put on your knees, degraded, desensitized. This is a giant cult operation. So when you talk about the Kool-Aid, you hit the nail right on the head because this time the Kool-Aid's in the needle.
Yeah.
And you're taking
words.
It.
Two words.
Yes, master.
Exactly. And yeah. It's a terrible state of affairs to see, and just this blind compliance for people. I don't know, maybe because I'm old, I remember 1976 when it was the anniversary of America, and everything on all the media, all the commercials was the spirit of 1776, and that was like almost your greeting, the spirit of 76. And I look at it now, and does anybody have that spirit? Where did it go in these few short decades? That it's just kind of evaporated, and to even talk about it is evil or something like that. Hardly from it. Like, get that spirit back. You're Americans. You know, God gave you this land. You earned it in battle. And don't let anything or anyone take it away from you, because it is so precious. You've been my neighbors all my life. And, you know, my house is on fire, your house is on fire, so it doesn't make much difference, really. But, you know, my heart just aches to see my neighbor's house on fire and reacting terribly to the circumstances and not having the faith and the courage to stand up and say, no, we're not going to do these unconstitutional things, we're not going to do these ungodly things. And the monsters in this medicine that they try to proclaim as a medicine is just abhorrent. You know, the UK is finding out in reports that you can find on a paper called the expose.uk. Don't try to look for it on Google. I have to go to DuckDuckGo.
that's
all
right.
I got was the fact checkers. But it turns off your immune system. It's about 5% per week. So it's not too short in order.
Yeah,
you
where
won't
did that,
have an
George...
immune system.
Yeah, George, where did that research come from? You say that you, per week, you're giving a per week example. Where'd those factoids come from? Just
the
curious.
The PHE vaccine surveillance report on COVID cases.
Okay, so they're saying for every week that you've been vaccinated.
Yes, 5% per week, between 2.7 and 8.7%, and the average is around 5% per person. So between 40 and 70-year-olds, they've lost 40% of their immune capacity already. So Britain's already preparing for the flu to come back in England so they can write off the dead. I heard that they were going to expect 60,000 dead from the new flu or the super cold. But this is, it gives you an immune stimulus for a short period of time, and then it goes away very, very quickly. And then you're left with the fact that you let all the air out of your immune system tires. So you're running on four flats.
Yeah, I agree. And not only that, but it seems to me like what they're not telling you is that, you know, the spike one protein, the S1 spike protein that they're putting in your system is the one that's doing all the damage. They kind of conveniently left that out amongst the four other things they didn't declare.
Oh, it's just so hideous. Like, there isn't a place you don't go to look at what's in this jab that they tell you about the graphene oxide, the chemicals, and then that monster you were talking about that Dr. Madej has seen and another Polish doctor. It's like an alien film that they're putting some
like
kind of replicating creature in there.
Yep.
And that's all I can say, people. Yeah, don't take it. Stand up for what you believe. And that lady you had on from running an independent school, that's what it's meant to be, a child. Not to be, tied up. And these are like prisoners of war. Don't do this. Don't do that. Stand on this line. You know, you're not going to prison. You're going to school. You know, those are the happy years of your life. So stand up for your children. Stand up for your country. Stand up for your God. Stand up for your rights and just say no to this stuff. And God bless you, Dave, for taking on the sacred duty of leading not only the American people but the world to our salvation to get out of this trap. And God bless you. You're doing a good job. And I hope all people will put their support behind you and Power Hour, and do support Power Mall, because all the good things are in that store so that you can thrive and survive through these terrible times. And that's something to prep for, too, just in case there's a supply chain problem down the road. It don't hurt to have a cabinet full of all kinds of good things from Power Mall.
Well, I appreciate that, George. Thank you so much for the endorsement. God bless you, too. And I know that you guys in Canada, north of the border, our neighbors to the north, are also equally struggling with a very corrupt government.
Indeed. Good day.
Thank you so much. All right. Appreciate that. George Freund, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, George, again, for those kudos and accolades. And we appreciate that. Folks, it's just one of these things that you have to worry. There are other people out there that say they care. They give a damn. See, people, there are people out there that love this country. From Cisco Cisneros to even people to the north. They see what's going on, the bigger picture. A lot of them, you know, they understand. You people are drinking the Kool-Aid. You know, this is all Jim Jones-ish stuff. You know, if you remember what happened down in Guyana, you know, that was pretty scary stuff. People did it. They basically followed the leader, And what did the leader do? You know, this is, I used to talk about this all the time. You remember the movie, The Poseidon Adventure? You ever remember that when Gene Hackman's over there, he's acting as one of the saviors and he's saying, look, you know, only a handful of people went with Gene Hackman. But no, everybody must follow the purser. The purser says, no, we have to go to this end of the ship. Well, wait a minute. That end of the ship is underwater. Why would you go there? Because the purser said so and he must know because he's the purser. You see, and they all died. Wow. You see, we have our almost like little Poseidon adventure going on here, folks. And then they want to surveil you. They want to find out, well, let's find out where they're going. Let's look in their bank accounts. Let's see how much money they got. Well, the Democrats, Zero Hedge is now reporting that the Dems have scrapped the IRS bank reporting plan after Joe Manchin from West Virginia slams the screwed up surveillance scheme. You know, I think the banks got to him. That's what I think. I think the banks made a phone call to Manchin and says, hey, you know what? You're making us enforce this. This is going to chew a lot of our profit margin up, and we're already having a lot of fun making money off of this economy, and we don't need you, you know, messing with us. And so, you know, I think this is one of the things that we're finding out, the blowback. It's all part of the blowback, just like what the Ohio State Board of Education. And see, this is the thing. In Oregon and Texas, even their own state bars have been sued because the bar itself, some pompous butt kisser way up high, decided to take it upon himself to issue a position paper without asking the membership whether or not they agreed with that. And because of the fact that these dues they're collecting from all these attorneys across the country in each of these states, specifically for their own private clubs, which technically is what they are. That's what they call them, bar associations. Association is a group of people that all basically belong to the same kind of employment. And so here we have the bar members suing their own state bar because their state bar is spending money in ways they don't like. Well, what's so different about school boards? Here, the school board in Ohio just decided, hey, we're not going to be a part of NSBA anymore. Because you people basically didn't consult us before you put this position paper out. You sent it to the White House. You accused parents of being domestic terrorists instead of upholding their freedoms and rights as parents. You got to understand the way that the structure of the way our country was founded was based on the fact that parents are supposed to be in control. Parents are the responsible ones. Children do not know any better. Children cannot give informed consent to take the jab. Children do not understand the S1 spike protein. They do not understand what it's going to do. They don't understand that once that protein gets in their system, it's going to replicate, and the magnetic hydrogel is going to carry this garbage down to their sex organs, and they're going to be sterilized. And that you will not have grandkids. Do you understand what I just said? This is all coming out in the medical reports, and people who are in denial and say that, oh, those 900 women didn't have miscarriages after they got the vaccine. That wasn't due to the shot. These people have drunk the Kool-Aid and they're brainwashed. They're in their own little world of mass psychosis. For people not to realize that what is going on in America right now is nothing more than a mass eugenics program. And if you don't know the word eugenics, please look it up. It's not hard. You can get on DuckDuckGo like George was saying. That's a much safer channel than Google. Google is just a little bit too big for its britches. And so there are other alternate sources, BitChute, Rumble, you know, various other alternates that you can get into and read and get your research. It's very difficult getting truth out of mainstream media right now because of the amount of propaganda that they put out. And so it's one of the reasons why we have this show and we have callers like you, 844-769-2944, that get on the phone and tell me what you're thinking. Because if it's happening in one part of the country, dissatisfaction and the same kind of nonsense is happening in another part of the country. And this is why you're seeing everybody now getting very upset about the idea that we have to continue to be part of a union that is anti-American. These people are communists. These people want to see America overthrown. They want to see everybody imprisoned. They want their school children to be raised like the Nazi kids of back then in the 30s. They want to socialize America. There is not enough money out there to support every single American to be on welfare to kiss the government's rear end. There is just not enough money. We are going down a sinking ship, and the only way that you can stop this garbage is to stand up and say, no, we're not going there. And see, the OSBA in Ohio did just that and told the NSBA, kiss our educators' derrieres. This is a real sad state of affairs in America when people put forward their political views without consulting the rest of their membership, and then all of our parents are caught in the crossfire. You have every right to homeschool your kid, and it doesn't matter what state you're in, and if they're going to give you a hard time, well, you can always move to other homeschool-friendly states because they're out there, folks. You can vote with your feet if you like. It costs a lot of money to do that. So what can I say? It has been fun being with you, especially hearing from George. I really like that. I was listening to George's interview with Amanda Vollmer the other day, and that was rather interesting, all the nonsense that's going up in Canada, too. I also understand that if you want to look up the top 10 reasons not to let your child get a COVID shot, you can look up childrenshealthdefense.org. That's run by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and you can read those reasons and grain them in your head, because Robert F. Kennedy is looking out for your kids, because obviously the U.S. government isn't. So any other comments that you would like, you know, tell your friends that we're here and what we're doing. Support thepowermall.com. Go there. Jay will take your order. Build your medicine cabinet with Power Mall products. We appreciate that. Get prepared, because I have a feeling there are going to be darker times ahead for America. And until then, Dave Krieger with the Power Hour, thanking you so much for joining us. And just remember that phone number, because we'll be back tomorrow and we'll continue this conversation. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.